Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
It is my favourite time of the year. Hello, listeners. How are you this fine day?
I'm good, thanks, Nicole. And based on the stunned look on my face, you will know that I wasn't ready for you to jump in and take over at the start.
You were not. I had to go really fast to get my foot in the door.
Is it better than me putting my foot in my mouth? Is it your favourite time of the year because it's spring, Coxie?
I do love spring, and you've seen how my face is animated over the last few days as spring has really sprung here in Brisbane. Yeah, no, it's because it's grand final time. I love grand final time, particularly for AFL, but both codes is okay.
Oh, I was going to say grand final for what? No one's playing any sport, are they?
Well, they are, just up here in Queensland and Perth. We're playing AFL and rugby league, and even the Super Rugby started back again. I do like a game of footy.
If a team plays a championship in Queensland and Western Australia, does it actually even happen?
Yes, like, it does.
Does that count? Because nobody in Victoria gives a shit.
Well, I'm going to be honest and say I'm calling it this year because they turned off the tipping comp and I was about to go into my seventh win. I was pretty excited, but no, no tipping comp this year. So maybe nobody does know that we're playing football all over the place. Maybe nobody knows that we're getting a grand final here in Queensland, even though that might be the most controversial thing I've ever heard of. Not getting a grand final, but it's a whole month away. So instead,
gosh, how are you going to cope?
I don't know, actually. But instead, you know how I will cope? By coming along to our 90-day planning session.
Okay. I'm even going to admit that that was a little bit vomit-worthy, Coxie. That was just too cheesy McSleazy.
Well, all right. I was going to tell a story about goals. And when we were kids, Dad used to tell us, being an AFL family, used to tell us about the time he won the grand final by kicking a goal and a point at the very same time. And how did you do that, Dad? By kicking the ball and my boot fell off and went through the goal. The ball went through the goal and the boot went through the points and he got 7 points. It was all over. And I was going to then swing around and say, like the non-grey shark that I am, do you want to learn how to do that in your business, kick goals and points at the same time?
Wow.
That was pretty good.
Score 7 points with one kick.
Would you like to score 7 points with one kick?
And all of the non-AFL followers will have absolutely no idea what you're on about.
Okay, how about we do a try and a goal at the same time?
A try and a penalty at the same time.
Yes. There is a word for that. There's a term. I forget it now. Like a penalty goal. Penalty try.
Penalty try.
Like a penalty try.
But you still only get the 4 points for the try. You don't get the two for the penalty as well. You just get the penalty try.
You don't have to
actually cross the line.
Yes, that's true. But don't you then get a second kick? Am I thinking I'm going to have
to get to convert goals. The penalty try. So you can get six technically.
Sorry, listeners. I've clearly...
I'm not even a footy fan anymore, but I did used to follow league and AFL quite passionately for a period of about 10 to 15 years.
Nobody...
Went to every Lions home game for 2 years.
I love my Lions.
Anyway... We're not actually talking about footy today, despite the very detailed nature of the intro.
We're talking about goals and points.
We are talking about kicking goals. And I was going to call this episode that kicking goals is not as easy as you think, but you've just proved me wrong already, Coxie, because your dad scored 7 points with one kick.
That's the same man who used to carry a sheep around his shoulders and went to keep him warm, and he had paper bags for shoes. So I think it's all bullshit, quite frankly.
I can't imagine a dad anywhere making up stories or embellishing the truth. You know, maybe he kicked the ball and his boot flew through for 1 point, but over the years he's just added in the fact that the ball went through the big sticks as well.
Without a doubt. Dog's pretty good at splicing up a story.
But I have to say, jokes aside, quite a number of our clients are literally scoring 7 points with one kick.
Yeah.
And or getting, you know, converted penalty tries plus a golden point all at once just by having a business action plan?
Yeah, okay. So here's a question for you. I know what it is. Clearly, I'm being a bit facetious, but what is a business action plan? I don't know.
Well, it's funny you should ask, Nicole.
I know. That was a bit...
On the podcast.
Sorry, listeners.
A business action plan. I don't know. It's a ridiculous name for writing down what the hell you're going to work on over the coming 90 days or more. And for those that haven't worked it out yet, 90 days is 3 months. And 3 months is a quarter. And most of the business world plan their business in quarters. It's like eating a cake. It's easier to eat a quarter of a cake at a time than it is a whole cake.
Oh, you're eating them all wrong.
Oh, okay. Clearly, you just like shove that whole thing in there.
Just in your mush.
And you know what? That's a bloody good metaphor for how people try and achieve goals in their business is they just pick up the whole cake, open wide, and try and cram it in.
Absolutely.
And it's not surprising that they're choking.
It doesn't fit.
So it's better if you cut it up into smaller pieces.
Do you know what? If you can cut it into even smaller pieces and quarters, you'll be far more successful at eating that cake, won't you?
Eighths. Sixteenths?
What about 16ths?
Now we're on the imperial system and just confusing everybody. Wow, 30 seconds?
Okay. I don't think I'll
And then we could get into thou and that would get really weird.
You've lost me.
So kicking goals in business, one of the biggest things that you can do is not get your social media pumping or go and employ a new person or do back costing if you listened to yesterday's episode. One of the biggest things you could do, one of the most powerful things, one of the most important first steps is to actually have an action plan. Write down what the heck you're going to do and then stick to it, because so many people we talk to, Coxie, are so distracted, they're so overwhelmed, they are so confused about what to do and when to do it and how long they should do it for and should they do this before they do that. I literally had a conversation with a trade business owner today about, oh, well, I don't want to employ anybody yet because I don't think I've got enough work on, so I really need to grow the business by 40% and then I'll think about putting someone on. And I'm sitting here as a coach and the co-host here at Tradies in Business thinking, dude, if you grow your business by 40%, you're going to die.
Yeah.
This person will implode, explode, turn into a supernova and evaporate because they're already busy, they're already overwhelmed, and I don't think they've really thought through the gravity of, speaking of supernovas, the gravity of that amount of growth in their business without having already started a recruitment process. So we agreed today in their session that they're going to do both concurrently. Well, I agreed. I don't think they've agreed yet.
They'll come around.
Again. They will. They'll come around after your session. But doing them both concurrently. Now, that's something that had they, you know, fleshed that out last quarter, they'd have a bit more clarity about, okay, this is the path I'm on. These are the things I need to put in place. And it just takes a lot of the guesswork out of running, growing, developing, and improving a business.
Perfectly said. And going to make it even simpler.
Of course.
That's okay, with your permission. An action plan. I see lots of confused lists, looks when I talk about what an action plan is. An action plan is basically taking the top three things that you determine during our session to be the most important things to be working on the next quarter, and then finding a whole bunch of steps so you actually get that done. So goals are great, except generally they're too big and we find it too hard to understand how to get there. So the idea of the action plan is to nut that goal into tiny baby steps so that you can tick off each of the steps and actually make progress instead of getting stuck. So your steps might be, let's say you want to improve your marketing. Well, your first step might be to do the client avatar tool. And from there, it might be to do some market research in the area of where your perfect client lives, works, eats, plays, whatever it might be. And then it might be to design a Facebook campaign and then update your Google My Business page. And even within each of those steps, there might be three or four steps that you can really break it down to so it becomes achievable in the 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes that you have each day to actually put into getting some of this stuff done. The smaller we can make those steps for you, with you, the more likely you are to actually make that stuff happen. And when it happens, you drive a more consistent result, which delivers the change you're looking for.
It also helps with distraction and butterfly syndrome, because you have simple, actionable things that you can focus on. And particularly if you're working with someone like us, or you have a mentor or a business partner that can help keep you on track. Good luck if you're my business partner, that you have something you can keep coming back to.
Yeah.
And not just end up with this random mishmash of actions over a 3-month period that don't all drive towards a common goal or at least a short-term desired outcome. So they're a great distraction buster, having an action plan in your business.
And what's going to happen if we don't have an action plan for the last 90 days? What happens if we think, oh, I'm too busy to spend 3 hours doing this with Woz and Nick, or I feel uncomfortable. I don't think I really want to show up to a room full of people, a virtual room, I might add, or it's just a bit weird. I don't think I need that. What's going to happen if I don't put it in place, Warwick?
Same thing that's been happening probably for the last 7 years in your business. I just can't put a blunter point on it. That's a bit of an oxymoron. You're just going to keep getting the same results. Mm. And we hear from people like this all the time, sadly. And it's one of the big drivers of why we do what we do. You and I here at Tradies in Business, is the frustrating stories I'll admit to hearing. I'll admit to being frustrated in people who are, I guess, pointing the finger at external events, pointing the finger at staff, at spouses, at the government, at Facebook, at the weather, at everything else. And I guarantee if I ask them if they've got a quality, detailed, specific action plan for their business, 9 times out of 10, the answer is, what's an action plan?
Mm.
And it is such a simple tool that probably scares a lot of people, but it is not difficult to put together. And especially, you know, shameless plug, it's why we do what we do here. We're running a free session for you, 3 hours with, pains me to say this because I feel like a wanker, 2 of Australia's most experienced trade business coaches. We're giving up 3 hours of our time. A bunch of our clients who are doing this, they're getting results, who can tell you what to put on your action plan and what to leave off it. And it costs you nix. So, you know, choose your choice, I guess. Choose your hard, as Coxie says.
Choose your hard. Which hard would you like to have? Can I just say as a final note that I think it's important for you to know this isn't a sales tool for us. This is a legitimate opportunity for you to work with us and see what that's like. Now, there is an offer that is put to you at the very end of the session, but this whole session isn't about driving you into a position where you kind of feel awkward and have to say, yes, I'd like to work with you. It's not. It's a opportunity for you to come and get a plan, action your plan, get to the end of that 3 months and think, holy crap, that was amazing. I actually do want to move forward on some of this stuff that we're working on. It's a great opportunity for you to see what we do with our drawing board members and our tradiepreneurs. It's something we generally only offer our members only. This year, however, we've opened it up to everyone, given that we're in this horrible COVID mess, to give you an opportunity to find some goals and start to work towards actioning what's on your action plan at the end of the call, at the end of the meeting, moving forward so that you get through Christmas. Nothing would make my heart happier than knowing we were able to help some tradies have a better Christmas and then New Year this year, because they'd planned for all those bumps that inevitably come with a Christmas shutdown and then the lack of cash flow and all of that stuff that happens. So please note, this isn't about selling you into anything. This is quite simply about you having a crack, writing down some goals, deriving some actions, and then moving forward.
Most of the people that will be there are our clients already.
And correct.
We do this for our clients every quarter. It's actually just an invitation for you to join them for free. And as Coxie said, at the end, we'll give you an opportunity. If you feel like you want to find out more, there'll be an opportunity for you to do that. But you could quite easily turn up, walk away with 3 hours of business planning, a workbook and some resources and a bunch of specific strategies that you can put in place over the next 3 months. And we would be absolutely stoked with that.
Absolutely. So,
up to you. If you want to score 7 points with one kick,
or a penalty try and a golden point all at once.
This is the way to do it. It starts with a plan, like everything in life. Plans change, but if you don't have one, you're not even going to know where you're at. So, yeah, come join us for that. Go find the Facebook page, Tradies in Business. It's in the events section there. You need to tell us that you're coming and you need to give us your email address so we can send you the Zoom link, because it's all secure and all that jazz these days. And apart from that, we're really enjoying bringing you this content. So I'm going to stop speaking and go practice my kicking.
Oh, I'm a pretty good marker, actually. You can kick to me and I'll catch.
I used to love a big long kick.
Did you ever play foursome backs as a kid?
Yes.
I loved foursome backs. Nobody anticipated I could kick as well as I could.
Always got violent at my school. It turned into like crash tackle.
Oh, really?
Yes. I went to school.
So did I. I finished off my secondary schooling in a private school, but the rest was all public.
Yeah, right.
I'm a girl. Maybe I wasn't on the receiving end of the rough stuff.
I wished I was a girl.
Well,
at school.
You could have changed that.
I can't now. It's 2020.
True.
That's it. Stay tuned for next episode when Woz identifies as a different gender.
thanks for listening.
Hey, Rick.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.